again. Yeah, I think it worked.
Okay. All right. And that was the intro for the Pizzium podcast. Okay, so I don't even... When was the last time that we recorded?
Jeez, it
was
March, maybe?
Was it over the summer?
No, I think we did one...
Oh, it was like...
Yeah, it was in March.
During the last semester.
Yep, because we were like, we hate it here. We regret the last episode we did before, which is we were excited to be off campus. How the tables have turned. Yep. I don't know.
Okay, so I don't even know where to start.
Summer?
I guess
my summer was really boring. That's all I have to say. I spent a godly amount on TikTok. Read a lot of books, which I was pretty proud of, and took a statistics class. So, and didn't go outside, like, at all. Yeah. How was your summer?
I was lucky in that
you choked on the crumb. I was hoping you wouldn't see that.
I was lucky in that my summer looked basically exactly the same as it would without COVID. I worked 40 hours a week in person at a company, so...
Yeah, but your town's like a mess now with COVID, so... I don't know. Right? Don't you guys have like a million cases?
Oh, I don't know. I don't actually know anyone with COVID.
Didn't you go to a concert this summer? We have to talk about that.
Yeah, so my girlfriend's school has started in person and apparently only has two cases so far. But they they're like welcome or whatever. They had a concert and I was out there for that. And I was like, you're all going home like week one. This is not gonna last.
Well, I don't know.
But they're
a
still
lot of
there.
My friends who go to like bigger state schools are doing super poorly, but everyone always docks the Christian colleges for not doing parties, but we're still doing pretty well now. So thank you.
Yeah, and the school is kind of in the middle of nowhere, Texas, so I don't know if they had COVID to begin with.
They're untouched.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, how's school been going? You did a chapel. I've not done any chapels. How's that going?
Yeah, I've done three chapels, I think. I always do them on Saturday, but I like that they're pre-recorded. You don't have to go at a specific time.
Oh, they are? Okay, that's why I haven't been doing them.
Yeah, like, no, you just go on Canvas, and they're available for a week.
Okay.
And you have to answer questions throughout. You may be able to skip to the questions and answer them, but I think once the question pops up, you can't, like, then go back to like hear what the question was about, so like you have to go to like a minute before the question theoretically. I tried it once for kicks.
not me, like to go on the record, not me. If somebody wanted to take the quiz and had not watched a chapel,
this is so horrible.
It's not me, I'm just asking a hypothetical scientific idea. Like, can it be done without watching the chapel?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to file.
Yeah. Although, Biola T's story said that, like, they can see how much of it you actually watched. So, like, theoretically, you can't. Yeah, because they're using some special software. So, theoretically, you can't do that. Okay. I got the credit, we'll see.
They're not going to, like, retroactively take it away and be like, you didn't actually watch it. We'll find out.
I don't know. Well, yeah, and so I got the credit on Canvas. I haven't gotten it on my chapel report yet. I don't know if they do any sort of checking in between there.
Maybe that's just, like, empty threats. We'll see. I have yet to actually do it.
I mean, I'm gonna actually watch chapels. I feel like shooting a chapel.
I don't know. I went to, today's Sunday, and I went to church. We do outdoor church, but nobody wears a mask. Me and my friend are the only ones who do it, and we feel like the weird ones.
The thing that frustrated me most about this summer was, like, the back and forth about whether we were going.
Yeah, that was super annoying. I kind of was just like, can we just say we're not going back and then live with it? Even if we did go back, it would be super unfun because we'd all be stuck in our dorms and I think paranoid. I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, I think, I mean, ultimately I'm okay with not going back, I think I prefer it for a few reasons, but if we were going back, I was going to Dublin because I knew I would regret it if I didn't.
Yeah.
It really looked like we were going to go back for a little while.
When I say I want to go back, though.
Ultimately, even with the fires and stuff, geez, though.
I didn't even factor that in.
Glad I'm really not there.
This feels like totally selfish, but I keep like going into my closet to like find a specific shirt, and I'm like, it's in the storage unit. And like, I just want to go back.
That's true. I know. No, I think I've told you this, but the thing I miss most about Bioshock is my gaming chair.
Oh my gosh.
It is in our storage unit. And this chair, it's fine. It's not horrible, but can't actually tell, but like it's kind of torn up at the bottom. Yeah. And so
maybe we should do like
one piece. I think I pulled it out of the dumpster.
Rock, paper, scissors, and one of us will go back to the storage unit, which you still have to pay me for, by the way.
And just do like, what?
Take inventory.
Text me how much I owe you.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just been chaos here. I went to Target and just spent $50 just because I got a paycheck today. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, that has been one bad thing about quarantine is my grasp on my spending.
Dude,
is
I specifically remember a conversation we had maybe in like May or June of being like, we're not going to spend any money this summer. We're going to be absolutely rolling in it because, you know, we have the jobs, nowhere to go. Wrong. I spent so much money on iced coffee this summer. Ugh, it's a wonder I'm still alive.
I mean, I did save a lot of money.
It was not,
like,
did not
spend zero. Let me pull up my accounting. I've spent $200 on keyboards in the last
ASMR ones. I like those. Those are cool.
A lot of video games. I bought Microsoft Flight Simulator, Fall Guys, Among Us, the TikTok games. And then clothes.
Oh, wait, okay. Top 10 favorite moments of our friendship was you being like, I think I'm getting into clothes, and me like being brought to tears at how happy I was. I was like, yes, this is the best day.
Let me show you this sport coat that I got and got
you
tailored.
Wow, that's baller. You're getting up. Okay, he's getting up. Right now, I'm wearing a shirt I tie-dyed myself. And then if you go to like Joann Fabrics, you can purchase like tiny little patches that are super cute. So I just got a dinosaur one on mine. It's like a Stegosaurus, I believe. And it matches the tie-dye colors I used. And I made a bunch of them.
So actually, I just realized you can't tell at all without like a dress shirt.
Okay. Well, I kept them entertained, I hope.
But yeah, I got two sport coats this summer. Got them tailored for work, even though I'm pretty much the only one.
Well, that's okay. Set the standard.
But
I don't know. All the work I did, we did over Zoom. So it was like, you know, as long as you just show up, it's fine. But yeah. Okay. You know what I do want to talk about is TikTok, because I've been thinking about it a lot. I thought Trump definitely said it was going to be 45 days and then they were nixing it. And I feel like it's been more than 45 days. I'm not complaining by any means, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know if it has been 45 days. Because I saw an article the other day that was like, he's not extending the deadline. But I don't know if that was the deadline he had already moved or if that was still the original 45 days or what.
What kind of, do you still have it on your phone?
TikTok? Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I keep deleting it.
You just saw a TikTok that I made like 2 days ago.
Oh, that's true. Did you like the one I sent you today? I thought it was really funny.
I didn't see it.
It was like...
Oh, the one you sent on text.
Yeah.
Yes. I had actually already saved it.
Basically, it said like behind every like science major... What does it say?
Behind every science girl is a guy with a light-up keyboard.
Which is like literally you and your girlfriend.
Yeah, my girlfriend's a nursing major, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm on, I don't know, I hope this is relatable to someone who listens to this, but is anyone else on Draco Malfoy TikTok?
And I don't know why. This is me off.
Oh, my gosh. I have been keeping track. It's a solid one-third. Okay, I wish I could show you my wallpaper. It's Draco Malfoy.
I don't get it, but also I don't get why I'm on it. I do not like these videos. I try not to watch them.
You know, you can hold it down and say not interested, so they'll show you less of them.
Pro tip.
Yeah, you hit like the broken heart button. No, I make sure to like watch the good ones multiple times. I'm like, more of these, please. Give me more of the Draco Malfoy Cedric Diggory ones, please. This is embarrassing. My mom listens to this podcast.
Speaking of social media, what are your thoughts on the
remains? Oh my gosh, this was like the thing.
Viola Twitter.
Viola app. Okay. In theory, I was like, this is a great idea. In practice, this is chaos.
It's horrible. So, like, it started off, I was like, yeah, this is cool. This is interesting.
Yep.
But, I don't know if this guy listens to it. I hope you do, because screw you.
Who is it?
The guy who posts like 10 pictures of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay, I don't know.
Every day. And, oh my gosh. So he is the reason that the Viola account, when they posted a survey asking should we make a memes channel and start like banning memes in the general chat, I voted yes. I was for memes until this man just started spamming Lin-Manuel Miranda, and someone other guy was spamming Ben Shapiro, and it was just
there is like definitely a couple people who I don't know at Viola at all, never seen them, but now that I see them annoying me on the Viola chat, like, it's on site if I see them when we go back. Like, you clogged up my feed with unfunny memes that I saw on Twitter 2 months ago. Stop.
I know. My dream is for the Viola app team to make me an admin. So I can just start banning all of these terrible low quality posts.
This is me, and like, not that I've ever been on Reddit in my life, never been on there, but it should be adopted after Reddit, which is like upvotes.
No, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And or at least like some sort of algorithm to just like sort
through by trash
likes or something. Just
I want to be like an influencer. Like, is that a thing? Like, because it doesn't show how many followers you have. And I'm like,
yeah, well, within the like first 48 hours of the launch or something, I had the most liked post.
I know, because on the PC Nintendo Gaming Switch huddle, did you see what you did? You commented first, and then for like 20 people afterward commented like second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
Yeah, no, and the one that got a lot of likes on the general feed was, it was something like, how long until this turns, bets on how long until this turns into a dating app.
Oh, that's true. If anyone looks like Draco Malfoy, slide in my Viola Huddle DMs.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, because you always had the directory, but it would have been super weird to just like pull email someone.
Yeah.
And so this feels more socially acceptable to people, I think, to slide into DMs this way. I did get at least one of those, but they were probably just trying to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been advised. I was like kind of joking with my friends, like, oh, there's a good looking guy in one of my classes. What do I do? And every single one of them was like, find him on the Viola app, slide into his DMs. And I was like, this is where we're at in dating.
You should report back. Let us know how it goes.
Someone please like DM us if you have tried this and your success level.
I did see, I was in a Zoom call with a bunch of people, and one of them was like freshman, and I was like, are you sitting at the CAF? And he was outside at the CAF, and I was so jealous. I was like actually mad. I could hear people laughing in the background.
It physically, like, most of the time I'm like, I'm glad that like I'm safe and I have a home to be in. And then like I'll like I listened to Hot Girl Bummer like yesterday, and I was like, the last time I listened to it, I was happy and like with my friends. Yeah. So whatever.
But I have your classes transitioned well?
Mine are fine, and not to dox myself, which is I guess still a joke. I'm a business major, so it's been fine. I actually really, really like my classes, and then I'm in inventory. And that sucks a lot because I just cannot stare at a screen for 3 hours. But yeah. I feel like I have more time now, though. Like, I didn't really realize how much of my life was just going place to place, you know? Like, just transporting my...
And, like, hanging out with friends, and when you can't do that...
Now I'm, like, so literally a week and a half ahead on my homework, and I'm like, ugh. Like, give me something to do so I can fall behind.
I know, I just finished Pride and Prejudice, and I'm, like, in the Brothers Karamazov.
This is for all the Tory juniors in the chat, I guess. This was the summer of Jane Austen. I'm gonna say for me personally, this is unrelated, I guess, to anything, but turns out I'm a romantic. Isn't that a nice development?
Shocker.
Is that a shocker? I thought I wasn't. Maybe. Am I a romantic and you know this? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yes. It was new development for me, I'll say.
I'm not at all ahead in comparison to some of these Tory tryhards.
Nerds.
Make sure you know how far ahead they are.
I spend a lot of time stalking people on Goodreads, and like I clicked on another like Tory person, and they had like the entire book list read, and I was like, well, I've read one, and it was Pride and Prejudice, and I didn't know it was a Tory book, so my bad, guys.
I love Pride and Prejudice. I had read it before and didn't love it, but I guess I was just too young. I really liked it, so.
I do too. Anyway, this is not the podcast of talking about Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, sorry. The other thing I've been spending money on is electronic, like for personal project stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a tiny little screen.
What? Turn it on.
Yeah, this is a tiny little computer.
It's so cute.
This is a computer with a screen.
I like it. It's all tiny.
You want to know what I use this for?
Not the way you said that. What are you...
Yeah, I'm actually not going to say it. It makes me...
What? Now you have to say like... it. Do you, like, no. Let your dog watch TV?
We should actually cut this part.
Okay, if we cut it, because there's things in here I do want to cut, because it's just, like, super long, tell me what you use it to
do. It displays my, my next three homework assignments and my net worth.
You're... No. Stop. You have a problem. Go to therapy. Boop, 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 boop. BCC, come get your mans. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that brings you lots of joy and validation.
Not since I've been holding pet stops for the past 2 weeks.
You know what? You could just be off the grid like me. I'm going full cottagecore. I'm out.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of someone who's like frying a piece of cake or something on a pan, and they're like, having to do this because my roommates threw out the microwave because it wasn't cottage.
My entire summer was just dictated by whatever was popular on TikTok. I'm not even kidding. I have the hair still, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
I have to re-dye it. Don't make that face. It looks good. It looks good. For the record, listeners, it looks good. Don't. I saw you try. Nope. The reason I went to Target today was to get more hair dye, and then I ended up buying sweaters.
Why? Why? Just let it revert.
No, I like it. I like it. Have you seen the Narcissa Malfoy hair? Look it up. No. Look it up. Look it up. Do some ASMR typing.
Oh.
Yeah, you dye like the underside.
You're like, I want to emulate that.
No, my hair isn't dark enough to do that because I like it when it's dark and then you bleach. But I do like it. That's the new thing. Don't make that face.
Do what you.
I'm young. Let me do what I want.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
This is my Christian girl fall. We're doing TikTok bangs.
Nice.
Okay.
Full support.
That's such a lie. all right.
All right. Well, I mean, we're up on over 30 minutes. Wow. So
okay.
Do you want to call it?
Yeah, I've pretty much finished my LaCroix. I've said what I wanted to say. And next time we hear some good tea or something to chat about, we'll pop back on in here.
Yep, no promises on when that'll be.
Season two is one episode.
Next time, welcome to season three.
That's true. All right, well, we didn't even open with the music, so I'm just going to think about it. Hear the da, da, all da. Right. We'll sing it ourselves out. All right, ready?
All right, I'm gonna stop the recording.
Okay, ready? Stop!